Newman has pushed his own background as a businessman from day one of this campaign. At an Economowoc debate sponsored by the group Grandsons of Liberty, he told the crowd that if elected, he would only consider people with private sector experience to run the state's major agencies.
Look, there are some really great people in government who are well-intentioned, but at the end of the day, they've come through a system and spent their entire career there. And if you keep putting people back in office that have been there, that have made their career in that area, folks, we're not going to change the state of Wisconsin.
Newman mentioned the words career politician repeatedly at the debate, eventually provoking a response from Walker, who's running on his record as Milwaukee County's executive.
I'm 42, so I haven't had much of a career in anything. But what I do bring to the table is experience.
Experience, Walker said, in putting the government back on the side of the people. Newman responded that Walker actually does have a career of 8 years as a state assemblyman and 8 as a county executive.
And Scott, there's nothing wrong with that. That's an honorable profession. There's nothing wrong with that. But that is a career that you're establishing, and we should recognize that.
That was the extent of any fireworks. On the issues, both Newman and Walker said they'd work to stop the federal health care bill and stop a high-speed rail line from Madison to Milwaukee. They also talked about the need to reduce government spending, although they were short on specifics. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.